Blog Talk Radio.
Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. Today is June 9th, 2021, and it's 5 o'clock. How are you, Kimmy? How are you doing today?
Just great. Can't wait to start the show.
Can't wait to get started, right? So I was thinking, messages, prosperity, and healing. Was there something I'm leaving out of that? Seems off to me for some reason. Or is my brain just confused right now?
No, that just says it all.
There we go. All right, great. So would you like to start out repeating the clearing prayer after me?
I would. And remember, everybody in the queue, if you would please say this also, if you're waiting to talk, please do it with us. It's going to help clear you and keep your electromagnetic field at 100% efficiency. We say Jesus, Jane and I, but whoever you pray to, you fill in who you pray to right there when we say it, okay?
Right, and have your questions ready for those of you who want to call in. The number is 845-241-9850, or if you just prefer to type it in the chat, you can do that too. And in between callers, I'll ask your question for you. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
All right. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke. By the power of the God spark within me.
By the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Disease, dependency, addiction.
Disease, dependency, addiction.
Anxiety, financial distress.
Anxiety, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am to the highest spiritual vibration.
Align and regenerate all that I am to the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
Of love, prosperity, good health.
Of love, prosperity, good health.
In my most sacred destiny.
In my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take 3 deep spiritual breaths. Kimberly, is there anything that you'd like to talk about before we go to our first caller?
No, why don't we just get started, girlfriend?
Just get started. You got it. And just for everyone to remember, if you have a question in mind, just ask it. If you're just looking for a message from Divine Spirit, then that's fine, too. We try to spend the same amount of time with each caller. So just know that if we have to move on, it's because we have other callers to tend to. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hello. Hello, it's Nathaniel calling back. How are you doing today?
Hey, Nathaniel, how are you?
Great.
Good, good. How's California?
Kind of hot.
Kind of high. So do you have a specific question today, Nathaniel, for Kimberly?
Well, I'd like to see if she's picking up on a message from Spirit for me.
All right.
She brings someone
Nathaniel,
through or something.
Nathaniel, how you doing?
Good.
Good. We haven't heard from you in a while. So how have you been, though? You feeling a lot better? You know what's coming through? I feel like you're having trouble with somebody that you're having a hard time letting go of. Yes? No?
Yes.
It's a male energy. Do you understand?
I was thinking a female, actually, but what are you picking up?
I'm seeing a male, and I'm feeling like it's from a long time ago, that maybe this needs to be released. Do you understand? Do you know who this is? What's coming to the front of your mind?
Could you tell me?
I feel like it's from childhood.
Oh. Family member or friend?
Family member.
Father or brother?
It's the father. I just feel like there's something stuck, and there's been some trauma there that you're having a hard time letting go, and because it's there, that it's kind of making you stuck until you release it.
Okay.
Would you like to release it with me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we're going to do, Divine Spirit's going to bring through an invocation prayer, and I want you to repeat after me. If I remember correctly, you said you pray to Jesus, correct? Okay, so just repeat after me, Nathaniel. You ready?
Yeah.
By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And my higher self.
Of my higher self.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
To release.
To release.
All negativity.
All negativity.
Trauma.
Trauma.
Fear.
Fear.
And similar energies.
And similar energies.
From my father.
From my father.
In this lifetime.
Of this lifetime.
Take a breath. Be now evicted, never to return.
Be now evicted, never to return.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With divine love.
With divine love.
In divine healing light.
In divine healing light.
I let this go now.
I let this go now.
This is my life.
This is my life.
I deserve to be happy.
I deserve to be happy.
This trauma is now gone.
The trauma is now gone.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three big breaths for me, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, what's going on with the female that you're speaking about? Get specific with me. What do you want to know? What do you want to clear up there? What do you want to know?
It's a roommate that I'm living with now.
Is there any way? Who owns the residence?
Some Chinese guy named Mr. Chow.
I'm getting that it's for your highest good to move. I don't see this situation changing, Nathaniel. I have to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, that's what actually kind of, somebody else told me that today, and I kind of got depressed because I have a lot of stuff. I'm not sure where I'm going and everything, but I'm sure Spirit's got a place for me.
Right, I see it going, you're going north of where you're at. They're showing me up north. But now it's not the time. It's Mercury retrograde, so you want to wait till June 23rd or after to make these decisions. But I'm sure you're going to find a place, and it's going to be you're going a little north of where you're at now. Not real far, but a little north.
You think I'll be out of California?
Nathaniel, wait. I see you living by yourself, though, because somebody like you needs a lot of alone time with your spirit. And it's best for you to live on your own for now. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have roommates. It lowers the price a little bit. You know, apartments are so expensive, but maybe I'll find a house or something, a guest house or something that someone wants to rent. And I'll be by myself.
You will. Nathaniel, listen, they're telling me you don't need the amount of space that you think that you do, that it might be time to downsize a little bit. It's only you.
Yeah.
You do not need like elaborate. I've had to do this myself and I love it this way. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah. Where do you think I'll find the ad? Do you think I'll find it in Craigslist or?
Not Craigslist, but somewhere on the computer. But I want you to please wait till it gets closer to that June 23rd date before you start looking. And I'm seeing the capital D with this website. Just write this down. Just write the capital D down. There might be two or three words, and look for the capital D, okay? They're showing me that way. There's going to be a color blue, a royal blue or a cobalt blue. Within this, which you see online, there's going to be a D, capital D, is in David.
C might be Craigslist,
though. It's not Craigslist. Craigslist, they're showing me a big no for you, Nathaniel, with the Craigslist.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Oh. They're saying no, no, no to me. No, no, no. You know, uh-huh. I can't, you know, I can't. It's your life. You can, of course,
no.
Free will choice,
well,
do what you want to do, but this is what Divine Spirit for you. Go ahead.
I just rather think that C and Craigslist would match, so, you know, but it does something different.
No, it's time for you to try something different, because I'm seeing that this Craigslist has not worked out for you. True?
Well, it's worked out kind of,
no?
But, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know where you're going to find, you know, somewhere separate, you know, so.
No, there is, and this is somewhere online.
Yeah, it's so confusing to me. I probably need your help on doing this, because I'm not very good online. I went to an apartment called Carefree. That would be a C, but they're pretty expensive. They're like $2,000 per apartment.
That's not it, Nathaniel. I'm getting a no with that one, if you're asking me.
Yeah.
You don't know of this place yet. And remember, what Mercury retrograde means, listen, is it's going to throw you back into some negative situations. That's what Mercury retrograde does during this time. So that's why you want to wait. I know you're in a hurry. I know your living environment isn't real good right now. So go out more. It's a shame that you can't spend more time there, but you know what she's like, right? Her energy feels terrible. I'm just going to come out and say it. We don't need to get into all of that, you know?
It's not that far off, Nathaniel.
Go ahead.
I probably shouldn't talk to her or anyone there now. I mean, we were talking, you know, something. I got a new electric car and I needed to get into the garage to charge it up, and I woke her up, or I don't know if I actually, she might have been awake, but I knocked on her door like 5:30 in the morning, and she got really mad and upset, but it's kind of my bad. I think she was, you know, upset.
Nathaniel, I'm going to say it again. You're the type of person with who you are, and I'm that way. That for now, it's best for you to live by yourself. And then they're telling me that you can find a place that's affordable for you to do that. I want you to seriously think about it, okay?
Yeah, I kind of have nowhere to look. I don't even know what you're saying or anything, but...
You can listen to the broadcast again. You're an intelligent man. You know
that,
what I'm saying right now.
There's nothing I'm going to pick up by listening to the grub. I got everything you said, so I mean,
you're going to wait a couple weeks to the end of June. You're going to go online and you can just start Googling, you know, places for rent and take it from there and see what different sites come up. You're going to look for those capital letter D. You're going to look for the color of cobalt blue, and you're going to do this. But you're already being negative about it.
May I interject? When you're saying the letter, are you saying D as in David, or what letter are you saying?
D as in David.
D as in David. Okay. Thank you. I didn't know if it was C or D. Thanks. I don't know if Nathaniel picked up on that. But D as in David.
Okay. Correct.
Okay,
but don't be in a rush, because when you're in a rush and you hurry and you feel like you're up against the wall, you're going to make poor decisions. So take your time. I know things are a little stressful there, but, you know, we're already June 9th. So you're going to have to, divine spirit saying wait till after Mercury retrograde. That's June 23rd.
Do you think my brother could help me with this?
No. This is totally on you. You're capable of doing this on your own. You're a big boy.
Well, he knows computers and everything a lot better than I do, so.
No, you know how to go to the search engine. Nathaniel, listen. You know how to go to the search engine, Google, and just type in apartments or houses for rent, and boom, it's going to come up in your area. It's that simple, sweetie.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford a house or apartment. It's pretty expensive.
Going. Nathaniel, look how you're already going to that negative side. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, how about these types of thoughts? I'm going to find something in my price range where I can live alone and be happy. It's going to be a beautiful place. It might be a little bit smaller. It's going to be affordable. The energy is going to be really good there. I don't have to worry about having roommates and stepping all over them and worrying about their space and my space. Like, those are the type of thoughts you might want to try to put in your head. Understand?
Yeah.
And more importantly, Divine Spirit said there is something for you that you will be able to afford.
Correct.
You got this, Nathaniel. You're being helped.
Yes.
You have this. Yes.
Okay,
do you think
Nathaniel,
I should give notice
right
away? Or do you think I should give notice
I'm going to say it again. Mercury retrograde, listen, we can't both talk at the same time. When it gets to be toward June 23rd-ish, you're going to look. You're going to see a few things. You're going to go look at a few things, and they're telling me it's the third place you look at, okay? I got to go now. We have other callers, Nathaniel.
All right, now. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck, Nathaniel. Cheers.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kimberly, before we go to our next caller, I am going to – we have a question in the chat room. Kay would like to know what her relationship with Denise is like. Where does Divine Spirit see their relationship heading?
Hold on. Let me check.
Sure.
Unfortunately, Kay, I'm just feeling like this is a mixed match. Hold on, let me get more information. It's just the two of you feel are just on two different, like, wavelengths. It's almost like I just don't see it coming together in a nice way. You know, there's too many blocks, and it's almost like he does not want to work on certain things. And, you know, we can't force people to change. They have to want to. And that's what's coming through, and I wish you well. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Kimberly. I'm going to go to our next caller, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, lady.
Hi, you're on... Hi. Who's this?
This is Jackie. This is Jackie.
Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Jackie. I have a question. Yes. Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead.
No, you were gonna say something.
I was just saying you're at New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That was it. That's all.
Okay. All right. So about maybe an hour and a half ago, I was sitting down. I was at work. And then all of a sudden, I got like this really dreadful feeling in my stomach and in my back. And I was completely in isolation, meditating. And my sister came to my mind. And I'm just kind of concerned about her. Like when I get those feelings, I think of like a family member, and I try to, you know, send them white light, my sister or my son who's away. You know, I do that. Was it something that I should really be concerned about, or was it just a shift?
Jackie, hi. Are you on speakerphone again?
No, I'm on a headset.
Okay, all right. How you doing, girlfriend?
Low? I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
You're sounding a little muffled to me.
Okay.
Listen, I heard there was an earthquake in New Jersey today. Did you feel that? Was there a small earthquake in New Jersey today?
I felt something. So that's what it was? How long ago was it?
That's what I believe you were feeling. When I was muscle testing, is this your sister? I got to know. I think you were feeling that quake is what came through. For me.
Wow.
You know how sensitive you are, girlfriend.
It went straight to my gut and my back in one moment, like at the same time.
Whew. Right, that's what that was. You're feeling energies around you. There was some kind of small earthquake. I don't know the size of it, but I just saw it, you know, before we started the show. That there was some kind of earthquake in New Jersey, and you're very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I told you this before about yourself, you know? So that's what I believe you were picking up on with your spirit, and that's how you felt it like that.
Okay.
So, no, everything with the sisters okay is what I'm getting. Is there anything else you want to ask me?
No, because I haven't been able to get in contact with her, and I hope when I get in contact with her, she's in a better frame of mind. Because she has a completely different perception in looking at things. And, I mean, I do intend to get in contact with her, but I don't want to see her until after the retrograde.
Right. And listen, Jackie, you know, you don't have permission to do the clearing prayer on her behalf because only, you know, spouses can do it for spouses if they're together for 5 years or longer, or if you could do it for your children, but you don't have permission. But what you can do for her is send her love and light. So when you think about her, just send her some love and light. It matters. It's energy. Mm-hmm. It's frequency. And just send her love and light. Just with that other stuff you're dealing with your family, just send them love and light. That's going to help this whole situation. Do you understand?
And yes, and that's what I try to do. I do it for my whole family, even the ones that I don't want to be around.
Doing it,
I do it for them constantly, you know, constantly.
All right, well, don't
now,
stop because it matters. They're really receiving it when you do it. You know, it matters. Mm-hmm. Energy and thoughts are things. So just keep sending them love and light. You know, not to the point where you're doing it too much, but, you know, when you when the thought comes up, just send them love and light, then go on your day, just like that. Just real nice and simple.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to listen, though. I'm definitely going to look at the earthquake. That was right.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how big it was and all the scoop on that myself, girlfriend.
Yeah, I want to see where the lines go, because, I mean, it's like it hit me in my back and my stomach all at the same time.
Right, Jackie, I'd be curious to see how close it was to you in New Jersey. I don't want you to dox yourself and say exactly where you're at, but I have a feeling, was it close to, hold on, was it real close, sir? I'm getting that it was pretty close to you, girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
And most people probably didn't even feel it because they're so busy moving around, you know? They probably didn't even feel it or whatever. I didn't feel anything like that. Like
but the fact that you're so intuitive and spiritual and feel things, Jackie, you are going to feel it that way, the way that you did.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, I thank you for calling us again, girlfriend.
Love you guys. I appreciate
you. Love you too.
Love you too, Jackie. Take care. We'll talk to you again, hopefully.
All
right. Bye bye. Good.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Earthquake in New Jersey, huh? Wow.
I know.
Yeah, some of us feel, I mean, granted, she was right there, but some of us feel these things more so than others. You're exactly right. And
you got that right.
Before we go to the next caller, but when you send love and light, things really do happen. I was texting with my husband today briefly, see how his day was going, and he was kind of having a rough day, a lot to do. So I said to Divine Spirit, I said, well, I'd like to help Craig make his day go smoother, and I'm going to send him some love and light. If there's anything you can do, and no kidding, two of his scheduled appointments, one just disappeared off the computer, and the other one didn't show up. So it does work. It does help. You know what I mean? He was struggling, and so he got a little help. So always send it when you think of somebody.
Like, wait, I want to add to that. Yesterday I was online with some friends with a channel that I belong to. I had a terrible headache, and I told them to send me some love and light. I lay down, and I could feel the energy coming to me from them. I fell asleep for about an hour or so, and when I woke up, that headache was gone. I kid you not. So don't think that when you're not sending this love and light to people, friends, family, it really matters. It's true. It exists. Believe me. Go ahead, Jane.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And even if someone pops into your head that you haven't thought of in a while, I think that the first thing maybe you should do, or not what you should do, but I like to do is send a little love and light their way, you know, and then of course, depending, I'll reach out just in case they need something, but it works. It matters. And yeah, it's awesome to see it happen, you know. Would you like to go to the next caller now, Kimberly?
Go ahead, girlfriend.
Okay, thank you. Hello.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Do you have a specific question for Kimberly today?
Not so much. I don't know if there's anything that comes up, or I can ask a specific question.
Catherine, hi. Did you do the clearing prayer with us?
Yes, I listened for that in the beginning.
But did you say it out loud, please?
Oh, yeah, I follow along with what you say to do.
could you please do it just, Divine Spirit saying you need to do it with Jane, if you wouldn't mind. Could you please do it with her?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Catherine, when you pray, do you pray to Jesus or God or?
God.
Okay, great. If you'll repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority of God.
By the power and the authority of God.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities.
For any and all negative entities.
Or energies.
Or energies.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any and all levels.
On any and all levels.
Layers or dimensions of my being.
Layers or dimensions in my being.
Be now released, removed.
Be now released and removed.
And evicted, never to return.
And evicted, never to return.
Okay, take a little breath. Fill all spaces.
Sorry?
Fill all spaces.
Till all changes.
Fill all spaces.
Fill
all spaces.
That's okay. I'm kind of having difficulty hearing. Yeah, that's right. Fill all spaces with golden crystalline energy.
Fill all spaces.
Yeah, exactly. With golden crystalline energy of divine love.
With golden crystalline energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Correct. Now you want to take 3 deep spiritual breaths. Thank you.
Catherine, do you have a specific question for me, or do you want me to tell you what came in so far for you, or what do you want to do?
I'd like to hear what came in and about the best, finding the best car for me is the I'm looking for.
Did you call last week?
Did I talk to you last week about that?
I believe that you might have, and I thought I said blue car to you. Aren't you that person?
Oh, that was you. Okay, forget that question then. Yes, I remember now.
Okay, wait, here's what's coming in. This is very important for you. Divine Spirit saying you're like going around in circles and that you're not real grounded. We have something called the grounding prayer that Jane could give you the email, and you can email us and you can get it and say it. You really need this grounding prayer is what Divine Spirit is saying. You're kind of like, I'm not judging you or anything, but it's like you're scattered. And look, this proves the point. I'm not judging you, but you called me last week and with the same question, and I gave you all the details of the car, and you called again. Because you're not grounded. You're all over the place. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because you're all over the place, Catherine, listen, you're not able to focus. Does this make sense to you, Catherine?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to ask me?
I want to ask you about when will my brother finish the estate?
Hold on a minute. 2 years or more is what I'm getting with that, Catherine. I know you don't want to hear that, but these things do take time.
And but that's because he's delaying it.
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Is he delaying it? I feel like he's not delaying it. There's just a lot of things within this estate that need addressed, that need settled. Understand? So he's not, I don't feel like he's doing anything maliciously towards you.
Anymore. So that means that he's...
Well, I don't know about other issues, but not on this one, girlfriend. Not on this.
Okay. No, he has already with the estate. So I'm glad he's turning that around. So
But I'm getting 2 years or more. You know, I mean, it's not going to be anything fast. So that's why, you know, you're talking about getting a car that might not be real expensive. You know, do that for a while, but in the future, you're going to maybe be able to get a better car. You know, you understand what I'm saying, right?
I understand. Oh, yeah. I am frugal.
So please email. Jane's going to give you the email, and please do this grounding prayer because you really need it. Trust me, you do.
Okay.
She's going to give out the email. Do you have a pen and paper there?
I sure do.
Okay. Get ready to write it down. Go ahead, Jane.
Rev, R-E-V, as in Reverend. Rev, M-M, as in Mary Margaret. Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, as in Mary, at AOL.com. That's Rev, M-M, Denholm, at AOL.com. And just say grounding prayer, and I'll just send it right back to you, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. I think the word
Catherine, when
off
you
in my
say
head is...
you say it out loud and then three deep breaths at the end. You know how you pray to God? You're going to say God, you know, in the beginning where you fill in the name, and then three deep breaths at the end. Do this every day for a while because you're really not grounded. You're all over the place. And you're going to see within 3 days, you're going to start feeling better. You're going to be more focused. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I was just saying
the
word car popped in my head as well because we talked about it. So as soon as I heard your voice, I thought about what we talked about last time. So.
All right. But the way Divine Spirit brought that in and showed me you all over the place, I didn't like seeing that. Because when it's like that, you cannot make really good decisions when you're not grounded like that. It can affect your sleeping and many other things, okay?
Yes. Yep. And I'm gardening a lot, too. So I have the hands in the dirt help a lot with that. Feet in the...
Good. Be in the dirt. Good girl.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll
thank you for calling, Catherine. Thank you.
Take care, Catherine. Thanks. Kimberly, did you maybe want to do the grounding prayer now?
Do we have time for it?
I believe we do, yeah.
Okay, why don't you do it, and I'll repeat, and then it'll be on this broadcast. Good idea.
That sounds great. Thank you. Okay. By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit.
By the power and authority of Divine Spirit.
Jesus Christ and my higher self.
Jesus Christ and my higher self.
I invoke from the power of the Divine Spirit within me.
I invoke by the power of the Divine Spirit within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
Interference, obstacles, and blockages.
All interference, obstacles, and blockages.
To my spiritual ability to ground my body.
To my spiritual ability to ground my body.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
Totally and completely.
Totally and completely.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
to divine love and divine healing light.
To divine love and divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
Take a breath. Gently anchor and ground all physical energies.
Gently anchor and ground all physical energies.
And all natural energies of this lifetime.
And all natural energies of this lifetime.
To my Earth Star.
To my Earth Star.
Mother Earth Grid.
Mother Earth Grid.
And the chakra of this solar system.
And the chakra of this solar system.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
And all that she is.
And all that she is.
As I center and settle into these energies.
As I center and settle into these energies.
I am full and complete.
I am what?
It says full, but I thought it was whole. W-H-O-L-E.
I am whole and complete. I am whole
yeah,
and complete.
Sounds right. Right. Peaceful and calm.
Peaceful and calm.
My vitality returns now and I am strong.
My vitality returns now and I am strong.
I am deliberate in my actions.
I am deliberate in my actions.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And lack of motivation.
And lack of motivation.
My mind is clear and my memory is sharp.
My mind is clear and my memory is sharp.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And once again, for anyone out there who would like a copy of the grounding prayer, the clearing prayer, any of our prayers, email me at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's revmmdenholm@aol.com. And I'll be glad to send you a copy of whatever it is that you request. And, yeah, we only have a few minutes left, Kimberly, and there doesn't seem to be any more calls left.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure, but I do have a question about Mercury retrograde. When does end? Did you say the 23rd?
It ends on, I believe, the 22nd, but there's a post period that goes 2 weeks after that date. So it's still kind of going on. Why, for me, I still wait. Like when Nathaniel called, he can start looking, and that's up to him. And it's pretty much safe to start signing the contracts right about then. But for real sensitive people, and he is one, it's better to wait, you know? It's better to wait before signing those contracts.
Right.
It's really over on the 22nd. But there's that post phase, that 2 week period after. Same with before, you know?
Right, exactly. And what does it do emotionally sometimes to people? It kind of recalls or brings back up maybe an experience you had in the past. Sometimes that comes up. It revisits it, so to speak.
Right. I've been getting several messages for people that I'm affiliated with where, especially on their job, they might have had trouble with a coworker, let's say. And, you know, that same coworker trouble comes back up again. So Divine Spirit would bring in a message for some of these people. Don't open that door. It's almost like if they start with you, you're just going to let them go. You know, you're just not even going to feed that because it's almost like a trap. I mean, and this has happened to me, and it's happened to several people that I know. And it's not like, you know, you want to fear this Mercury retrograde, but that's what it does. It spins around and it takes you back. You know, it can go back 10 years. You know, I had the thing with the tire that happened 10 years ago. It happened again. I dealt with the situation a little bit differently this time with the same person in the same situation, you know, but it almost got me again to fall into a certain trap. And I didn't bite.
Right, because you learned.
Exactly. You know, that's why you want to kill these. You want to kill these people with kindness. They're going to want to get in your space, especially on your job, and fight with you and things. And you're just not going to feed that. You know, because you could end up in your boss's office or get reprimanded or suspended or something like that. I'm using this for an example, and it's just not worth it. You know, just let the person go. Don't even feed it. So what? You think they won that day. Let them think they won that day. You know what's going on.
Right.
You know that this is a trap.
Right.
So I say to Divine Spirit, I say, bring these traps to the front of my mind. Let me know about these traps. You can say that to who you pray to. Bring them to the front of my mind if there's any traps set for me.
And sometimes you send love and light to the situation as well.
Exactly. That never hurts. Never hurts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I find, you know, for some of us, we feel these things. And around this time, I think it intensifies a bit.
It sure does. Like, I'm an ultra-sensitive,
right.
So I can feel it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm going to take it straight on, but I'm aware of it. I'm going to be aware of it, and I'm going to notice certain signs and certain things. I was at the grocery store 2 days ago, and I backed up. I looked in my rearview camera, and there was nothing there, and an elderly woman bumped my bumper, and we both got out of our car, and we just looked at each other and said, "You okay?" You know, we were real nice to each other, you know, but it's that type of thing. This is it's these
right.
little types of things, and it's almost like the negativity of these situations want you to fight and say, "Give me your insurance," and, you know, no, we weren't like that at all. We were real loving towards each other, you know. Have a nice day.
Right.
And while we were standing there, another car almost mowed us down. We just looked at each other. I'm like, we started to laugh. We just got in our cars and, you know, but you want to just stay nice and, you know, be kind. And that's always going to work.
Right. Stay in the love and the light, as you like to say.
That's right. Now, there are sometimes, you know, when you're spirit, you have to stand up if you're being bullied and things like that, but not during retrograde. I just suggest you don't stand up like that during this time, because that's usually a trap. That's what I've noticed, you know, with being spiritual, born this way all these years, you don't want to do those things during these times. It's like a big trap.
Right. Right.
As much as the love and light exists, there's darkness too, you know, and people don't want to sometimes address that, but it's real and it exists.
Right. Right. And good to know of it, you know, that way, you know, now you know it's there. So during these times, you just want to kind of step back a little bit and you don't want to fall into one of these traps, that's for sure.
And now where we have some kind of eclipse tomorrow, too, on the 10th. There's like the solar eclipse tomorrow. So all of these energies, and not that I'm into astrology all that much, and I don't know a lot about astrology, but all of this is energy, and it's all a force, and it all matters. So you have all of this going on. So we're in Mercury retrograde. We have this eclipse tomorrow. A lot of people getting headaches this time. You can feel this in your body. Even look at Jackie.
Yeah.
She felt the earthquake, you know, and I think she might even be feeling this retrograde and this eclipse, too, as part of that. there's a lot of sensitives. People that call this show are most likely sensitive. And look at Catherine.
Right.
She needs to get grounded. She's working out in the dirt in her garden. How nice is that? That's where she should be. When she's out there, she should picture her feet. Yeah, being grounded into that dirt. Kick off the shoes and get in the dirt with your feet. It's good that you're doing it with your hands, Catherine, if you're still listening. But get your bare feet out there in that dirt. Ground yourself, girlfriend.
Right, exactly. And you during these times, things intensify, as I said, and we can feel it. And if you go out and look around, I notice it. You can just watch people and you can see, and many of these people are feeling it too. They might be extra anxious that day, you know, during this time, or sometimes pain even more. If you experience any type of pain, you'll feel it even more. And many of these people, they don't have a clue of what's going on, but I think a lot of them are feeling what we're feeling.
Right, and I think I like to say, not like to say, but they're on edge, you know, and they don't even know why.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
oh, yeah.
I just wish people would wake up to the facts more about frequency and energies, how it matters. Just like when we say we're sending love and light, how it truly matters, it exists, it works when you send it to people, things like that. You know, you don't want to send dark energy and dark thoughts you know, that's going to come back at you. Right.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, it's once you realize and then you see it actually working, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you're right, a lot of people don't know about it. But hopefully they're waking up to it, though, Kim, you know?
I think the more it's talked about, Jane, and the more people that talk about it on shows like this and other venues and things, talk about the love, the light, the frequency, the more people will start understanding it. It needs to be talked about, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I like what you say, matter. Energy, what you speak, what you say, it matters. It's all energy, emotion, and got to watch it, you know?
Right.
Keep
thoughts are things.
In the
just like you
thought. Right.
Right. Just like you have, you might have a glass in front of you. That's a thing. That's energy. Thoughts are things. It's the same thing. You just might not be able
right.
to see them, but they're there. It's energy. So there you go. Good.
Frequency. So everybody stay in the positive, the love and the light. And that's it. Our time's up. An hour flew by once again.
Once again, girlfriend.
So, right. Well, everybody have a fantastic week and keep it positive, and we'll see you back here again next Wednesday at 5.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
You are enough, you are complete.